Yeah, now we're gonna go to the A shape chords for the five chord types. Yeah, we'll start with like D major 7, which you're playing correctly. The frets are X, 5, 7, 6, 7, X. Play with all four fingers, right? Let's just back up a minute. Where that comes from is if you do a regular D bar chord on the fifth fret, like an A shape chord at the fifth fret, fifth string. That's a D. And the frets are X, 5, 7, 7, 7, 5. Play a regular D bar chord at the fifth fret. So how do we make a D into a D major 7? Well, the 7 in your music theory, when you do whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, that last half step is 7 to 8, which means that 8 down to, like, take any octave of a root, in this case, third string, seventh fret, take any note 8, or which is the same as 1, down a half step, and there's your major 7. So you're basically adding a major 7 to a D bar chord, and that's why it's D major 7. And going to the seventh, D7, you have to flat that major 7 again. Because a dominant chord, any seventh chord, has a flat 7 in it. You just don't call it D flat 7, because then that's going to make it sound like the root is D flat. So we just call it D7. You play it with three fingers. Finger 1 bars the fifth fret, and fingers 3 and 4 play the fourth and second string. So those frets go X, 5, 7, 5, 7, 5. Correct. So there's your D7, and chances are you're familiar with that chord. And then we're going to go from D7 to D minor 7. What changes is the major third, which is currently at string 2, like do re mi. We're going to change that and bring that down a half step. So now the frets are X, 5, 7, 5, 6, 5. And you'll do that with three fingers. Yeah. Nice job. So D minor 7. Now we're gonna go to D half diminished, which is minor 7 flat 5. The fifth, do re mi fa sol, is at string 4. We're gonna flat it by half step. So now the fret numbers go X, 5, 6, 5, 6, X. And there's a D half diminished. You're gonna use all four fingers to play that one. Nice job, nice job, nice job. And then D half diminished to D fully diminished. And then from D half diminished to D fully diminished, we're gonna flat that 7 again. The 7th is right now on the third string, like do re mi fa sol la ti, even though it's a flat T. And we're gonna flat it even more by bringing it down one fret. And now the frets are gonna be X, 5, 6, 4, 6, X. And that's a D fully diminished. You're gonna use all four fingers to play that. And the fingers from bottom to top goes 2, 3, 1, 4.
From the
Just the fingering from the bottom, meaning near your face, to the top, meaning away from your face. It goes 2, 3, 1, 4 on frets 5, 4, I mean 5, 6, 4, 6. Perfect, perfect. So there's your D diminished. All right, now we took everything from the D triad, D major, all the way down to D diminished, and now we're gonna go backwards. Here's D diminished. The intervals are 1, flat 5, double flat 7 or 6, and minor third. We're gonna unflat the double flat 7 to make it into a D half diminished, and so now the frets are X, 5, 6, 5, 6, X. Yep, that's D half diminished. Now we're gonna unflat the fifth to make it D minor 7. The fifth is on string 4. So now the frets are X, 5, 7, 5, 6, 5. Use three fingers to do that by putting a bar with finger 1. The next one we're gonna do is D7. We're gonna unflat the third, which is on the second string. And now the fret numbers are X, 5, 7, 5, 7, 5. And that becomes D7. Got it. You got it. You got it. So that's D7. And then last but not least, we're going to take the flat 7 in that chord, which is currently on string 3, and unflat it to make it D major 7. The frets are X, 5, 7, 6, 7, and then 5. And that's D major 7. Fingering is 1, 3, 2, 4. You notice, but all the chords are only one note different from each other. Like from major 7 to 7, from 7 to minor 7, from minor 7 to half diminished, they're all one note different from each other if you do them in that sequence. Yeah, so that's exactly right. The way to practice it is to do 1/6, 2/5s, major and minor. So can we take an example? Pick a key. So C major it is. So when we start, if you want to start at fret 3, you can. It's the fret numbers would be 3, 5, 4, 5. Yeah, very good. Now let me just say, before you do all the chords, let's just map out where the roots are. The roots are C, and then A, D, and G. So rather than use open strings, just play the nearest A on the 6th string. Correct. Right. Where's the nearest D from there? He just played, we played 5th string, 3rd fret for C, 6th string, 5th fret for A. And where's D? Yep, it's 5th string, 5th fret. And where's the nearest G? Yep, it's 6th string, 3rd fret. So you have to get those are quite near each other. And now you have to associate the right type of chord for each one. C is C major 7. What chord for A do we use in the key of C for a 6th chord? Got it, A minor 7, so let's do that. Perfect. Then what about the next chord, D? What kind of D?
D, minor 7.
You got it.
So D minor 7.
So yeah, you can go all the way to fret 10, but we already discovered there's a much nearer D at fret 5, string 5. So what kind of minor 7 shape do you need? Can you play a minor 7 shape there? Perfect. And then last but not least, G7, fret 3, string 6. Perfect, you got it. Perfect. So that's how you practice. You would go C major 7 to A minor 7. As fast or slow as you wanted to. D minor 7, and then G7. That key, by the way, any key you pick, there always have two choices of where to start. Just now, you started on the 3rd fret, which was like the A shape.
Yeah.
Right? But you could also start on the E shape. So if you go to like 8th fret, 6th string, you could start your C major 7 on that shape. That's right. Good job. And then for every shape you did, whatever you previously did for like the A minor was on the E shape, now use the A shape, which will be at fret 12. Like you're going to use the other choice from whatever you used before. It would be fret 12, string 5. I'm glad you asked. By the A shape, I mean A minor, or A7 shapes. In this case, it's going to be an A minor shape. Like play an A minor shape at the 12th fret with the finger 1 being barring it. I guess what I mean is you would put finger 1 on string 5, fret 12, and then make the rest of it look like an A minor shape.
Oh.
One fret up.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at the frets there. The frets, when you play an A minor open position, the frets are 0, 2, 2, 1, 0. Right? Play that chord with fingers 2, 3, and 4.
2, 2, 3, and 4.
You usually play it with 1, 2, and 3, but for now play it with 2, 3, and 4. Yeah. And then finger 1, you're going to use that to pretend you're barring outside the margin. Go back to where you were. And so for A minor 7, the frets are going to be X, 12, 14, 12, 13, 12.
Wow.
Yeah, I know the air's getting thin up there, but A minor, that's your A minor 7. Now, the only reason I had you choose that one is because there's only two choices, an E shape or an A shape. That's an A shape because it looks like A minor. And you were... Yeah, all right, so far we got C major 7 at fret 8. Go ahead, do it. Perfect. And then A minor 7 at fret 12. Perfect. Now the next choice is D minor 7, which you'll find at fret 10, string 6.
E minor 7.
No, D as in dog minor.
Right.
Perfect. And now finally G7 at fret 10, string 5.
See that?
Good. So once again, you're going to do C major 7, A minor 7, D minor 7, G7, 1625, key of C. All up in that side of the neck. Do it again, please. Demonstrating. You had 1625 down at fret 3. And you had 1625 at fret 8. You will always have two choices of where to play things. If the first time around you start on an A shape, then the second time around start on an E shape, and always pick the roots that are closest to each other, if that makes any sense. That's for any key. One other key out of a hat for me, I'm going to demonstrate. All right, the key is D. So I can either choose the A shape or the E shape. I'm going to choose the A shape first, and I'm at fret 5. And all those same relationships I just played for C are going to be in the exact same places. This is the beauty of it, from one key to the next. You just go. And all the same positions are just going to be moved up two frets. That's all around fret 5 and 7. Or I could move it up to fret 10 and do it around fret 10. Except that the B minor here is too far. I can't play that B minor all the way up here. So you could just use the other B minor at fret 7. So like, and you just go down and you play E minor. You can play any set, you know. I would do all 12 keys major and then all 12 keys minor.
Now wait, when you say majors, we just did it.
If you're doing rock, then a minor 1625 in A minor, for example, would be A minor, F major 7, B half diminished, E 7, back to A minor. So it's a regular 1625 as the harmonized scale chart demonstrates. But if you want to jazzify it instead of the way the rock people would do it, it would be A minor 7, F sharp half diminished, B half diminished, and E 7, like that. So so when you look at the A minor harmonized scale chart, as you just did, it would say 1625 in the key of A minor is A minor, F major 7, B half diminished, E 7. The only thing we changed was the E 7. It says E minor there, but you're going to make it E 7 because the 5 is almost always a dominant chord. That's just something you got to know. And then what I was saying was, if you want to jazzify the 6th chord, you would not do what's printed there. You would do a sharp, like a natural 6th, half diminished, which in this case is F sharp, minor 7, flat 5.
Like this.
So I would recommend you write out the 1625s in all 12 keys. Like in that kind of way. So it would be A minor 7, F sharp half diminished, B half diminished, E 7. Then you go to the next key, which is like D minor, B half diminished, E half diminished, and A 7. And it would be...